Millions of visitors have strolled through the sunny, vibrant palazzos of Naples. But how many of them were aware of the alternate version of the city beneath their feet? Subterranean Naples is just as chaotic and sumptuous as the metropolis above it. Chambers of every size and shape have been turned into lavish theaters and communal junkyards. Aqueducts and transportation tunnels big enough to drive a chariot through are carved into the limestone just a few feet above ancient Christian catacombs. One lazy summer day, Chipper was lounging in the shade enjoying the breeze. As he started to doze off, he heard a tiny little voice.
"Excuse me, but would you be so kind as to tell me which way to the apple orchard?"
Chipper looked around but didn't see anyone. He thought maybe he had been dreaming, so he stretched out again when he heard,
"Excuse me?"
This time he knew he heard something and looked around again.
"Drive,"
he said. I never had a gun held to my head before, but only took a heartbeat to realize what the strange, cold thing at the nape of my neck was. I panicked and hit the gas.
"Not too fast,"
growled the voice from the back seat. "We don't want to attract any undue attention." I didn't want to look in the rearview mirror for fear that I might see the eyes that went with that terrible voice. Where do you want me to go?" I stammered.
"Just drive,"
this replied.
Thank you for listening.